The Education Department begins a new round of what it calls Experimental Sites Initiative. As we told you just a moment ago, the goal is to give students the opportunity to gain the skills they need for in-demand jobs. For details, we spoke with David Hsu, Senior Policy Advisor in the Office of the Undersecretary for Education.
So the Experimental Sites Initiative is a provision that we have in our statute that allows the department to conduct experiments on federal student aid. And the idea is to allow regulatory or statutory flexibility to institutions to administer aid in a different way, to allow them to do a little bit of innovation and experiment in a responsible way, and for us to study the results of that in ways that can inform our future policymaking.
What sort of things are you looking to test in this current round?
So in this current round of experimental sites, we have three areas that we're going to be experimenting with. So we give student institutions waivers to do competency-based education, which rewards, gives students aid based on the amount of learning that they do, not based on fixed amounts of time. We also have prior learning assessments, which allows students with significant experience from past learning to get credit for that learning and to use Title IV aid to pay for that. And we also have a federal work study experiment, which allows for near-peer counseling. So for college students that will go out and talk to high school students about applying to college, getting financial aid, and that sort of thing.
So tell me a little bit about why you decided to use those sorts of, I guess, problems or dilemmas that the department was having and test it out, search for new methods of ways of dealing with it.
So this comes from a speech last year that President Obama articulated to respond to the problem of college costs. You know, we know that now is there's a rising cost of college. College is the most important investment that students can make, but costs are really rising rapidly. And so he outlined an ambitious agenda that had a number of different areas. We have a federal rating system for colleges and universities. We have some new provisions in federal student aid to make repayment better for students. But we also recognize that you can't just do what we've been doing for years, that we need to find new things. And so there was a whole section about innovation. And so experimental sites was one way that we could encourage innovation in higher education. And so in the president's speech, he outlined a number of different areas, including competency-based education, including prior learning assessments. We're also hopeful that we're going to look at dual enrollment, which allows high school students to be concurrently enrolled in college in the future. But really, this agenda and these experiments came directly from the president's charge to us last year.
What can this initiative, in terms of picking experiments and tracking them through, what can it show the education department that more traditional ways of rolling out policy can't show you?
Yeah, so this allows us to really test some policies that we're thinking about and see the results. So we would never do anything in an experimental site, which really is actually being implemented at institutions, that's too far afield of what we might want to implement. But it allows us to test something in a controlled environment and see what the real-world ramifications are, see if there are any unintended consequences, and measure those results before making the full change either to the statute or to our regulations.
So tell me a little bit about how sites get to be part of this experiment.
Sure. So we have we put out a call to institutions, and so we just published ours in the last week. We put out a call to institutions outlining the waivers that they'd be eligible for, and then we invite them to apply. And in this case, because it's the waivers are pretty complicated, we ask that both the academic side of the house and the financial aid side of the house to sign off on them. And they indicate what they're interested in doing, and then we go through a vetting process and ensure that everything is set at the institution, and then we invite them to start their experiments. And so we expect that to happen sometime later this year or early next year.
We're speaking with David Hsu. He is the Senior Policy Advisor in the Office of the Undersecretary for Education, and we're talking about the Experimental Sites Initiative. What have you learned through past Experimental Sites Initiatives? Because this program has been around, or at least you've had the authority to launch it for a while now.
Yeah, we have had the authority to do this for a number of years, and there are a number of learnings that we've had over the past couple of years. We're actually being a little bit more ambitious this time, so some of the things that we've done in the past have been a little bit smaller scale, but, you know, there are a lot of very specific and intricate loan and financial aid details. So a number of years ago, we realized that there was a provision that said for first-time full-time students who are borrowing aid, they had to wait 30 days on disbursing loan funds. And we said, maybe that isn't the best, maybe that isn't a necessary safeguard. So we took away that provision and allowed institutions to waive that 30-day waiting period. And we looked to see what happened. And we got a lot of feedback from institutions saying that, in fact, there weren't a lot more defaults, there weren't a lot of withdrawals, and that that time might not be necessary. And so we were able to make that change for the entirety of the system. So that was, you know, slightly more administrative. It's not a big big thing, but it was something that we were able to test and get results on before making the full change.
And these are more ambitious projects that you're hoping to test this time around. How will the education department work with whatever schools are chosen? How much guidance do you give them? How much instruction? And how closely do you watch their results?
Yeah, we will be working with institutions a lot in this round. It's really an iterative process. So the institutions will come in and say, we're interested in participating. But from there, there'll be a lot of back and forth between folks from our Federal Student Aid Office and the institutions to help them set them up, to give them guidance. We have our Institute for Education Sciences, which is the research wing of the department, that will also be consulting on the evaluation. So we expect over the next couple of months and years to really be working closely with these institutions. These are especially our competency-based education experiment people are really excited about, and there's a lot of interest in from the field. So we expect to have a lot of interest and a lot of engagement with the community.
And just briefly, what is that competency-based education and how you're going to test it?
Yeah, so competency-based education is a relatively new, or it's gaining a lot of interest in the education community. For years, we have relied on the credit hour, which has a large time basis to the way that we give out aid. So you might have gone to a school in which you sat in a classroom for a certain number of weeks that made up a semester or a quarter, and you weren't able to advance until you got to the end of that time period. Competency-based education allows people to advance as they master concepts. So it's a much more flexible way of learning, and it really allows for the personalization of learning to the individual student. Many of our regulations, as I've said, though, are time-based, and so being able to waive as many of those time-based regulations as possible will allow institutions to experiment more with this competency-based education model. And we've seen some institutions trying it out already. They've had to sort of shoehorn it back into the old way of doing things, but there's been promising results. So we're expecting to see some really positive outcomes.
So I understand how you might change, tweak, modify regulations based on what you learned. Is there some other result that the education department is looking for as a signal? Because I'm thinking about recent budget guidance over the past several years from the White House. It always mentions experimenting and measuring and the importance of data.
Mm-hmm.
Does this tie into that overall government objective?
Yes, certainly. We are definitely hoping to make more informed decisions as we make changes to, you know, that we have our Higher Education Act reauthorization coming up. We really want to be able to make that in a very data-informed way. So we're certainly going to be looking at all of that data coming forward.